Radio Mobile. For DJW Mobile.
DJW, KO4 NUE.
UE, W4DJW, you caught me about 3 feet from getting under the garage door. What's up?
Just wanted to say hello. I got me a 2 meter beam up and trying to figure things out.
Oh, is that what that text message was about a couple days ago? I never heard back from you on that.
Not just a personal question I wanted to talk with you about, but I'll get with you later. It's nothing serious. KO4 NUE, I'll be clear, Dave. You have a wonderful day, but I don't want to hold you up. Just trying my beam out.
I'm good hearing from you. I've been working on I'm the new secretary of the club, so I've been working on secretary software for the last 2 or 3 days, hibernating, trying to get up to speed, up to where it needs to be, so you're not hearing a lot of me lately. Anyway, take care. Good talking to you. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. W4DJ, W clear.
See you later, Dave. KO4NUE in 0TR.
JWW4FHJ.
Tell me about a foot from going under the garage door. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah, okay. When you get a chance, would you give me a call, please? I sure would appreciate it on my cell phone. I think you've got my number.
I do, and I will. I'll give you a call in just a few minutes. I'm about to go in the house. W4DJW clear.
Roger that. W4FHJ out. And, hey, Tom, what's going on?
Good morning, Gene. Good morning, Chad. I just was sitting over at the table opening junk mail, and I got one good magazine, Air and Space, from the Smithsonian, so I was just coming through that, and it's the calm before the storm. I was looking at radar a short time ago, and that storm's just about here. It dissipates over the mountain. Might not be bad. Boy, it's a big line of them, and it's a very strong line. And it's the same line that killed about 70 to 100 people in Kentucky last night.
Good. Yeah, I spent a lot of time today watching the news on Fox News about that. They've been really handling that situation. My goodness, it's bad news. I hated that. I sat there and I kind of wept a little bit.
We went back, I guess Chad took off, but we'll leave a little room here and see if he comes in. We went back to Kansas a couple of years after we moved down here, back around 2011 or 12 in that area. That's when that F4, F5 tornado hit Joplin, Missouri. And we drove through there from where we flew in. And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law was with us. And it looked just about like that, what you're seeing in Kentucky. It was 6 miles long and 3/4 of a mile wide. And it looked like Hiroshima after the bomb. Chad, if you're there, go ahead. And if not, Gene, pick it back up. Miss Angel, to you.
Tom, I just was waiting my turn. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm fine. Bernice just peeled me a pear, and I've been sitting here snarfing up a few French cookies, and I got to go out and visit the girls out back. I think I got 2 unwanted fellas, shall we say, amongst the hen house out there. I'm afraid they're going to become friars. Actually not. I'll give them away. Anyways, go ahead, Gene.
Not much more. Howdy, Chad. Hadn't talked with you in a few days. A few weeks, maybe. not sure. But anyway, howdy to you. Name here is Gene, by the way. You probably picked that up. Well, Tom, you say bad weather's on the way, and the mountains might disperse it a little bit. Must be coming from the north, that being the case. Is that right?
Negative. It's southwest to northeast, Gene. And, I can bring it up here in about a second. I was doing quizzes on air turbulence here as a small plane making a landing, seeing I was answering the questions. I have fun with that. It looks like that, from what I see, it's just west of Clemson, about where Toccoa is, and it's headed from southwest to northeast. This is a bad time of day for that to come through, because it has the heating of the day. It's really weird. My weather station says it's about 70 degrees outdoors now, Gene.
Okay, Tom, appreciate that update. I really thought it was going to clear up this afternoon. I'm on the way out to my land to do some work. Kind of muddy out there, but anyway, I slog around and get it done. Back to you, Chad, W4FHJ.
HJ, KO4NUE, and N0TR. Hey, Mr. Gene, how are you, sir? It has been a while since I've talked with you, and I hear you are out mobiling around. What are you seeing out on the road today? Anything special?
Negative, not really. Not really, just on the way out to my land, as I mentioned a while ago. I got some land out north of Traveler's Rest, which would be on a hilltop overlooking, what's that place? North Greenville College, Tigerville. Couldn't think what it was for a minute. And doing a little bit of work out there in the rain, but anyway, go back ahead, as the little boy says, Chad.
Gene, I got a bunch of family buried up there at Tigerville. A bunch of high towers, and great-granddaddy's buried up there. That is, that's some beautiful country up there, especially around the college and all. But me and Anna went up and visited with the graveyard up at Tigerville. I don't know. Been a month or so back, I guess, and we both commented just how beautiful that place is up there. In that area, you know. But, Gene, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to have to step on out of here for a little bit. Tom, I'm going to be short time with you, but I got to make some adjustments to my antenna here. So this is KO4NUE. Pleasure talking to both of you fine gentlemen. Fine gentlemen. I will be clear with you. 73.
Roger that. 73rd, Chad. Go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR, 73, Chad. I just wanted to touch base with you, buddy. Anytime you want me, just call me. And, Gene, I've been up to your place, and you got a very fine installation up there in a tower and excellent wiring. And, but at any rate, you know, if I was you, I would pull up WIFF4 on my phone and keep a close eye on it, because that would not be a good place to be at when this comes through. There's been a lot of wind with it now. Whether it stays together, I don't know. But when you got this kind of heating in this time of year, not a good combination.
I can imagine that, Tom. Showing up. Well, I'll go out there. If things start looking real bad, I'll go down the hill then, I guess. We'll see what happens. I'm out there junking stuff, taking a bunch of junk, old military surplus gear, and just tearing it up and going to be selling it for junk. It's a lot of big, heavy-duty transformers. I got one transformer that I don't think that I can actually lift. It came out of an old AM transmitter, broadcast type transmitter. So you can imagine it's high voltage and high weight. But anyway, gonna be selling it for scrap. So that's what I'm doing today.
Roger. Anything above about 1 or 2 kVA anymore, I can't live. Well, did you ever rejuvenate that old generator we looked at that the thieves come out and stole the copper off of? Just curious.
No, Tom, I rewired the whole thing except, and I probably told you the same thing before because I hadn't even looked at it in 2 or 3 years, but I rewired everything, all the control circuitry and everything, except the 3 big heavy-duty wires that go in the 3-phase, the generator housing itself. I didn't do that because I wasn't sure which one went to which leg. It may not matter, tell you the truth. I don't know. I was thinking about that the other day. I know you can change one leg of a 3-phase motor and it'll turn the opposite way. Well, that's fine and good, but I wonder if it's the same thing with a generator. I'm wondering if I put power in it, I get, I don't know what would come out of it. I guess 220. Who knows? I don't know. No, I'm not thinking right on that. I better go back to bed. I'm not thinking right.
Well, if it's 480, it'd be 1 and 7, 2 and 8, 3 and 9, and phase to each one. And if it's 220, boy, bringing memories back of many years ago, maybe two. Three digits apart, I think, and you jump 4, 5, and 6 together on 3-phase on the 220. 1, 7, 2, and 8, 3, and 9. You know, 480s, 4 and 7, 5 and 8, and 6 and 9. But yeah, you reverse any 2 phases, and you reverse on a motor. On the generator, I can't remember, Gene. It sounds reasonable, though. They're 120 degrees out of phase, I think, Bud, if I remember rightly.
4FHJ. Yeah, they're 120 degrees apart, I know, but I don't know what would happen if I wired it up with one leg that, you know what I mean, maybe it didn't wire it up right. I don't know what would happen when I started spinning the generator, what I'd get. Who knows? But anyway, one of these days, maybe I'll try it, but I just haven't had any chance to even do anything with it. I've been doing so much other stuff, you know, with my alarm work and all that kind of stuff.
Roger that. And that's a big generator, this Enduro TR. Oh, Gene, it's been, since I messed with that, probably 20 years or so. I did for 32 years, and then I got out of it and went to work at a printing plant, which was mostly altogether different, but it was still a lot of variable speed drives. But, you know, technology was moving from vacuum tubes to amplistats to SCRs to pulse width modulation to variable frequency drives now. On everything, even your icebox at home. I can hear that sucker whine when that icebox, when that compressor's on. It's not very loud, but it's within my old hearing range. But and the dishwasher, it's got a variable frequency drive in it, too. And your HVAC units at home do. So everything's changed a lot over those years, Gene. This is N0TR.
I know it, Tom. That's true enough. And so far as electronics are concerned, I intensively studied electronics most all my life, but I'm not up on the most recent stuff. I just didn't follow it, and that especially goes with ham radio operations. I do nothing with digital modes. I kind of wish we were all operating AM again. No, I take that back. Maybe I should say sideband. I won't go that far back and say AM. Ancient modulation, as they used to say. Oh, but anyway. So there you go. Well, Tom, I'm almost at my destination out of the land, so expect a better sign with you for now. And we'll be talking with you later. Go ahead.
Okay, Gene. Yeah, when I was in Kansas, there's still quite a few guys doing AM up there. The only problem with it is it's pretty wide band. But if memory served me right, I thought it was 6 meg, but I think the... I might be talking TV now. I don't know. But the sideband's, 2.4 or so. But I love CW, and sideband's okay. I talked to a guy in South Africa the other night. It was like a telephone call. He's been on quite a bit. This time of year, you hear him quite often. ZS6, I think it's CCW or something. I can't remember now. But he's a real nice fella, and it was a lot of fun. And he was on 40 meters, but there hasn't been much. The bands have been terrible. And I got a dose of stupidity the other night. I was taking loose, I was going to bypass a lightning arrester in my beverage antenna. And there was a big flat piece of braided battery cable back there that goes to a 1-inch bus bar. And I turned it loose, and it flopped up against my 35-amp power supply and touched one of the pass transistors back there. Well, you know what happened. Click, and that was it. One little tiny spark. So I spent yesterday troubleshooting that, and I had to replace a bridge rectifier. I thought it would have knocked that transistor out, but it didn't. And so I finally fired it up last night, and there was no smoke escape, so I guess that's a good sign, Gene.
It's minimal and nothing too bad. Hope so on that. I think that bandwidth you were talking about is 6 KCs rather than megacycles or kilohertz, as they say these days, and megahertz, as they say these days. But anyway, I'm an old timer. I stick with the original, I guess. I even have a tendency to want to use the old phonetic alphabet. Abel, Baker, Charlie, Dog, Easy, Fox, George, Howe, Item, and so on it goes. Oh, but I don't, of course. Just think about it, that's all. Well, Tom, I've got to run. So I will talk with you a little bit later.
Okay, Gene. Pleasure's all mine, sir. And yeah, you're right, 6 KCs. I was thinking TV, I guess. Anyways, it's been a long time since I looked at that, too. We're showing our age, Gene. You have a great day, and most of all, a safe day. And yeah, the power supply's already fixed, Gene. I spent the day taking it apart yesterday and replaced one of the two bridge rectifiers. It took one of those out off the primary, of the big transformer in there. The other one was good, so I had those in stock, and I put a new one in. I thought maybe it took out the crowbar circuit, but it didn't. And I'm not positive if I got any of those SCRs left. And I didn't have any of that pass transistor. I had two N3505s, I think it is. But they're just 15 amps, and this used two N3771s, and I thought, oh, my. So I ordered me 5, just to have. From Gigaparts, and I went ahead and ordered before I ever troubleshooted it, because I figured that was bad, but it wasn't. But I did have the bridge rectifier, so that was good. I was worried it might have took out, small things like the Zener diodes or something like that, and I'm not sure I've got exactly the right ones, but I think I do. Anyways, take care, Gene. You keep an eye on that weather, old man. W4FHJ and 0GR73, Gene.
Roger, I'll watch for it. So, 73rd, W4FHJ, clear.
It's halfway between Tacoma and Clemson right now. And I'll let it do another iteration here. And I'll tell you whether or not it's staying strong. Yeah, it passed through Helen in Tacoma, and it was all red in there, Gene, and it's a huge line. So take care, my friend. W4FHJ and 0GR is clear.
Roger, thank you.